Hi, welcome to WeSchool once again. In the previous chapter, we saw the rules to buy. So having learned the art of buying at the lowest price, basic objective is to make profit, and you should know the time to sell. Chapter 18 is going to tell us the time to sell. This chapter guides the reader the best time and conditions in which an investor should sell his shares. In this chapter, you will learn what should be the selling consideration and when should one sell. Selling is infinitely more difficult than buying. If a share is falling in price, one does not want to sell and suffer a loss. On the other hand, when a share is rising in price, one does not want to sell as one feels that it will go higher and higher. So both ways, when the share price is falling or when the share price is rising, one need to identify a point when to sell. And of course, there are emotional attachments. One wishes to hold and cherish the first share he bought or the share that is gifted to him on his 21st birthday by his father. Friends, there cannot be any emotional attachment when you invest your money in shares. One has to follow certain selling rules, selling considerations. The first one is, if a share is falling in price rapidly and unlikely to rise again, it is wise to sell and cut your loss. Even if it means admitting that you were wrong in the choice of your share. Rule number two, selling is useful if you feel you were wrong in purchasing a particular share for whatever the reason. It is in the wrong industry. It is not a growth share, whatever. Selling will help to get rid of the share from your portfolio, and the earlier you do it, better, rather than increasing the losses over a period of time. Rule number three, it is important to regularly go through your portfolio and see how well the shares have done and whether they have done as well as you had anticipated. If some have not and are unlikely to do so, it is best to sell them and buy new shares that are having better prospects. This is known as weeding out the unprofitable share and replacing it with shares having good potential to grow. The rule number four, selling shares when the price has for some reason boomed gives you an opportunity to take advantage of the upswing and should be used whenever possible. Book your profits at the right time. Shares need to be sold to in situations when liquid cash is required for marriage, for repaying loans, for purchasing a house, or to pay for some major expense. That is the reason you have bought share, not just for keeping it growing. It should be used when needed. So when should one sell? As a general rule, as soon as you make a profit of 20% on your investment, sell 25% of the share that you have purchased. Then when it appreciates a further 10%, sell another 25%. So phase by phase, you are selling out with the booking of profit. The balance can be held or sold after you feel the growth in the price will stagnate. So by the time the price has stagnated, you already have booked your profit. In any case, it is important to sell shares once the profit of over 75% has been achieved. This should be done even if you feel the share will rise further in price. You can make a new purchase, but it's better to book your profits once it crosses the 75% mark. At the time of purchasing a share, one must decide at what price to sell the share at. This is what is more connected with the financial goal. This is important. This discipline must be kept. One should sell when the share begins to fall and is unlikely to rise in the foreseeable future. This is based on the principle of cut your losses by taking a loss. It is wise to sell shares immediately after a capital issue, especially when that has been oversubscribed by at least 5 or 6 times. Take your profit. Always sell a share when the price has risen very sharply, because the price can fall just as sharply. Whenever there is a doubt in regard to a share, sell it. Don't live in the doubt. This is very important. One must be sure and comfortable with one's portfolio. It is impossible to ever determine the peak. Just like we cannot identify the lowest low, it is not possible to identify the highest high. Therefore, whenever the objective one has reached and a profit required is made, sell it and book your profits. It is also wise to sell when the price-earning ratio is very high. At a high PE of the company, you have a very high rate of growth. This is not often possible. As a thumb rule, one should consider selling once the price-earning ratio crosses 35 mark. The 10th important rule: when should one sell? It is important to remember that if all the prices are falling, then the share should not be sold, as the circumstances may be on account of certain other factors. A share should not be sold if its price has fallen for no major reason, as in all likelihood it will improve. So these are the two very important rules which tells you when should one sell and when should one hold. So friends, what's the conclusion of this chapter? Selling can be infinitely more difficult than buying. Once you have decided to sell for specific reasons, you can get very close to finding at what price the share is to be sold and when should the share be sold. Such beneficial selling is possible if one follows the basic rules of selling. Then one can reap good benefits of selling. Just like we concluded in the previous chapter, it's very important to know the timing of buying. Similarly, it's very important to know the timing of selling too. Thank you.